given the battle for the minds of the masses and the fact that it's critical to mobilize those masses to achieve any rights for workers, do you see any solutions short of revolution?
Sure. I mean, the solutions that have worked all through history. I mean, how did workers' rights get established in the more or less in the 1930s?
Revolution.
There was no revolution. I mean, there was a threat. There was certainly a threat. Like when working people took over General Motors. Yeah, that's no joke. People got scared. Yeah, okay. Because the next thing they'll come to their heads is, what do we need the bosses for? You know, like maybe they'll get as smart as the factory girls in Lowell, 150 years ago, and say, look, we don't need those guys. We'll run it ourselves. You know, and you got to make sure that that doesn't happen, because that's really trouble. So yes, there was an accommodation, and in fact, right through history, that's the way it's worked. I mean, nowadays people who consider themselves more or less progressive, whatever that term is supposed to mean, think that they got a pretty rotten life. Look at our problems. Well, there's plenty of problems, but it's a lot better than it was 30 years ago, let alone 50 years ago or 100 years ago. So like nowadays you're worried about how to defend some sort of, protect some kind of medical system. Worrying about that 30 years ago, there wasn't any. Or take, say, women's rights. Okay, plenty of problems about women's rights, like, the way affirmative action is being used to attack people. It wasn't a problem 30 years ago. There were no rights. Or take, issue after issue. It's just things are, over time, the struggles take off from a higher level than before. So like the 19th, you think it looks bad for labor now, have a look at the 1920s. The fall of the House of Labor in a most undemocratic America, when workers could do nothing more than try to pursue individual survival strategies. And that, remember, that was the period of mass industrialization, establishment of the automobile industry. It's like not a rural country. Well, what you do is try to keep making things better. Is it a revolution or not? That's kind of like a question of definition. I mean, if it's possible, I mean, I think myself, I agree with those mill hands in Massachusetts that the people who work in the mills ought to own them, generalized. Well, all right, if there's steps toward that happening, I guess you could call it a revolution, but I don't see why it shouldn't just happen.